It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. Hey, let's say good morning to Josh Benning, a Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
Good. I'm finally back in the office after about 10 days.
Yeah, you were getting an education.
I was getting some education, and before that, I was at the Lackawanna County Fair, gave away 200 vouchers to veterans I saw, and had a good time. And
yeah, you were pretty busy over there.
Ate a lot of fair food. And
that's right. It was a good fair.
Yeah, it was. It was one of the better ones.
Got a little wet there, but didn't deter anybody from coming. I went over on Sunday, expected, well, I should be able to pull in just anywhere because nobody will be here because it's wet. And that was the hardest day to find a spot there was. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I closed up on Sunday and brought everything back. I had to go up north for a conference. And
okay. No, that everybody went out even though it was raining. So that's hats off to the fair board. They
absolutely
did a great job once again.
They always do.
That's right.
At the conference, I got elected association judge advocate for our state VSO association. So it was a
congratulations on
thank you. It was, didn't expect to run, but somebody nominated me, and I said, sure, what the heck.
So you're in politics.
I guess.
Kind of. All right. Well,
that's my suit.
There you go. Let's salute a veteran.
Of course. Today we're saluting Coxswain Leif Conrad Nelson. Leif was born on February 12, 1925, in Bergen, Norway. Passed away on March 13, 1995. Huh. 2/12/1925, 3/13/1995. So, he was a Dawson resident that immigrated from Norway with his parents. Filed didn't say when he immigrated, but must have been when he was a child. He entered active duty on July 31st, 1943 in Madison in the United States Navy. Was honorably discharged about 2.5 years later on December 21st, 1945 in Minneapolis. He was with the 130th Navy Construction Battalion so during World War II. So we thank you, Leif, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Good Norwegian.
Yeah, sounds like it.
There you go. All right, well, let's talk about our topic today. It's about the National DAV Convention making history. Tell us about it.
Yeah, there was an article on DAV's website, which is the Disabled American Veterans, and their website is dav.org. It was written by Brian Lett, a name familiar to members of the DAV in Minnesota here, probably familiar with Stephen Whitehead, or also known as Butch Whitehead. He was recently elected national commander at their DAV National Convention, which was held August 3rd through 6th in Florida. On the business agenda was the election of the organization's new national commander, and members unanimously elected Butch Whitehead, who retired this year as a command sergeant major from the Minnesota Army National Guard. He is the first veteran from the Iraq-Afghanistan era to hold the office. During his acceptance speech, he said his election as national commander wasn't about himself or any personal accolades, but about placing focus on the future. His words, this next year is all about our members and our fellow veterans all across this nation. I'm here to make sure all of their voices are heard and to fight as hard as I can to protect our benefits and fight for legislation that positions all veterans in the best possible situation. As this great organization is set to turn 100 years old, I couldn't be prouder to be in a position to jumpstart DAV's success for another century. So a little bit of local pride. Our national commander is a native Minnesotan. So along with Whitehead's election, convention delegates also elected DAV senior leadership, including Senior Vice Commander Donald Day, First Junior Vice Commander Andy Marshall, Second Junior Vice Commander Joseph Parsetic. Something like that.
Close enough. Probably doesn't have any relatives around here anyway.
Probably. Third Junior Vice Commander Nancy Espinosa and Fourth Junior Vice Commander Don Contreras. Re-elected to their respective posts were National Judge Advocate Michael Dobmeyer and National Chaplain Michael Dover. In his final report to the convention, the outgoing national commander, Dennis Nixon, took time to recognize and praise the hard work being done by those in the field every day to ensure veterans receive their earned benefits. He lauded DAV's chapter, department, transition, and national service officers, which I am considered an accredited service officer with the Disabled American Veterans, as well as chapter and department leaders, DAV Transportation Network drivers, and all DAV volunteers. If you go up to the VA in either Minneapolis or St. Cloud, you'll see DAV vehicles running around. That's a volunteer network of drivers through the Disabled American Veterans that transport veterans to their appointments. They also transport them, you know, around the campuses of Minneapolis and St. Cloud if you have, you know, appointments in different parts of the different buildings or different parts of the campus. So DAV does a lot of good work, as does all the service organizations in this country.
Right.
And, you know, we can be proud that, you know, somebody who did so much for the Department of Minnesota is now the national commander. So,
and do what you can to support all those service organizations.
That's right. I'm a member of, kind of, I counted the other day, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, at least 5 okay. Veteran service organizations.
Yep, and a lot of them are, you know, like all other groups, are having a little trouble with numbers, too. So, I mean, if you are a veteran, a good idea to join.
Yes, absolutely. And there is different criteria for membership. You know, we just talked about the American Legion last week, and they've changed their dates of service dates, so more members can be eligible as well. So,
great.
More information on the Disabled American Veterans, you can go to dav.org. I've got membership things in my office, and you know, we meet. They meet, I think, is the second Thursday every month, and at the Montevideo American Legion. It's a regional chapter here. You can also probably get some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And I bet you have that number.
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We are finally open after a 10-day hiatus.
You settle down a little bit now, right, this week?
Let's hope so. 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right, sounds good. Well, thanks, Josh, for the info, and we'll chat again next Monday morning.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lac Mar Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.